Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to a Pirkei Avos class, Erev Shabbos Learning. I apologize for the time change. I think this is the only time I've ever done that. It was either change it by half an hour or cancel. I'm out of town, and my flight was delayed by an hour. So my flight being delayed an hour meant that I had to push this off a little bit because I only arrived at my host lodging at 8 o'clock. I was not ready to start the shiur exactly when I arrived, so Baruch Hashem, we could still learn Torah, which is really the topic of tonight's shiur. We're going to be continuing the topic on the Mishnayos that we began last week. This week is Mishpatim, Mishpatim and Yisro. Yisro and Mishpatim go hand in hand in terms of Matan Torah, so we are going to be continuing with the Mishnayos that we focused on last week with new insights, of course. I must thank our two sponsors of this evening's shiur, Yiskula Mitzos Ulamaisim Tovim. Our first sponsor, in order that I received them, actually they really reached out, I think almost at the exact same time, but Rivka Krisha reached out previously in honor of my grandson's upcoming bar mitzvah, which is next month. We give a big mazel tov upon the bar mitzvah of Avram Yehuda ben Shoshana Malka. And also for her granddaughter's bas mitzvah, Rivka Krisha's granddaughter, Breindel Rachel bas Chaya Hadassah. So a double mazel tov, Rivka's grandson and granddaughter, bar and bas mitzvah, Baruch Hashem. And also Lezecher Nishmas, her father, Aaron Menachem ben Frieda Malka. May the neshama merit a zuchus aliyah and the zuchus of the Divrei Torah that we will share this evening. Our second sponsor is Helen Wolf, who has sponsored for us in the past as well. She is sponsoring the Zecher Nishmas, her father, Avram Yona ben Ruvein Akon, Zichrono Levracha, who I remember a few years ago. Helen had an in-person shiur outside on her lawn on a Shabbos afternoon, and we had a shiur in memory of her father, but she's also sponsoring in memory of her mother-in-law, Malka Perel Bat Eliezer, Alei Hosham, who was Nifteris this past year, and it is her first yurtzeit. Both her father, Helen Wolf's father, and her mother-in-law were Bali Teshuva. Both sacrificed a lot for their families. And may the neshama merit aliyahs and zechus of the Divrei Torah that we will share this evening, which is the topic of Torah. So let us go back to the two Mishnayos that we are focusing on and that we began with last week. Okay? So you should see here on my screen that I, yes? Esther Klein, you're the only person I can see right now, yes? Can you see that I'm in Pirkei Avos? Yeah, okay, very good. Also, I think I saw my mother-in-law. Yes, Ima, so welcome. Thank you. Ima, I got your WhatsApp. Thank you. It was very, very hectic. I didn't have time to reply, but Baruch Hashem, I made it safely, and thank you for your brachas. Okay, let's go. So we're learning two different Mishnayos, which are the focus of our learning. Okay? We're in Perek Gimel, which you should be able to see on my screen. And what we learned last week, and the point of departure for this year, was a pasuk right at the end of Parshas Yisro. Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa, Ish Kfar Chananya Omer, Asara Sheyoshvin Va'oskin Batar. Rabbi, I'm gonna use my pointer so you could see. Makes it nice and easy. There are up to. Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa Yishfar Kanania Omer Asar Shiyoshvin Va'oskin Betar Shchina Shvuyah Beneim. So Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa from the town Ish Kfar Chananya Omer Asar Shiyosh. Okay, so when 10 sit and they learn Torah, there's the Shchina. How do you know? Because the Pasuk Natilim tells you Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. What is an Ada? An Ada? 10. So when there are 10, that's where God is. Let's say there's only 5 people sitting and learning Torah. Minayin Afidu Chamisha Shenemar V'Agudasau Al Eretz Yisoda. No, even if there's only 5 people learning Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is there as well. Because in the assembly, the earth is founded and God comes to that Aguda as well. Minayin Afidu Shlosha. And how do you know if there's only 3 people sitting and learning Torah, that Hashem is there as well? But Karev Elokim Yishpo, which I meant ties into last week's Yang Gezer Vod Mitzir, the idea of Shofei, the care of Elohim Mishpat. In the midst of God, they will judge. And a judge is a panel of 3. So the judges of 3 judge, and there is God. It's in the presence of God. So if 3 get together and learn, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam. I mean, I know filu shnayim. Even if only 2 people sit and learn, Shanaimer, as nidbu, Yirei Hashem ish areehu, bayakshev Hashem v'yishamah. Then the God-fearing one man to his friend spoke. God paid attention and heard. One man to his friend spoke. There's God. Uminayin afilu echad. And one of only one person only sits and learns Torah. Is Hashem there? So this is a pasuk right from the end of Parshas Yisro, last week's Sedra. B'chol makom asher azkir shmi avoy lech uverech ticha. Every place where I allow my name to be remembered, to be mentioned, I will come there and I will bless you. So you see from here that no matter how many people are learning, clearly more than 10 berov am hadros melech, but even if only one person sits and learns all on their own, there the Ribbono Shel Olam is. Anywhere where there is Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is brought down. Now, the next Mishnah that we looked at, okay, we looked at this Mishnah, and also, let's go right here, okay, Parak Gimel Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Dostai, further in regard to learning, Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yane Mishum, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol HaShocheach Davar Echad Mi Mishnah So, Ma'ala Alav HaKasuv Kil Mishai Binafsho. So we said before we panicked, let's learn this last week, and we had beautiful interpretation from Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, his commentary to Pirkei Avos. So anyone who forgets one thing from his learning, it's as if he's chayiv benafsho. How could that be? You forget one thing from your learning, and that's it. It's all over. God says, we're finished with you. You don't have a place in this world anymore. What does that mean? Shanemar rak. Now the pasuk quotes from Matan Torah v'aschanan. Yushamar lechol shmor nafshecha ma'od pentishka chesed vorim asher roi necha. Because the pasuk tells you in Devarim, in Parshas v'aschanan, in regard to Matan Torah, be very careful. Guard your soul very much, lest you forget the things that your eyes saw. Yom asher amadtel fnei Hashem akecha b'chorif, the day you stood by Hashem, by Har Sinai, yachal afilu takfa alav mishnaso. And it doesn't mean that, I forget what that means in English, I'm sorry, I'm going to do it with you so I don't mistranslate it. Oh, does it mean if it's too hard for him, then you're still chayiv benafsho if you forget? Talmud lomar upen yasur milvavcha kol yimei chayecha. No, so the pasuk says in Ve'eschanan, it's only if you actively remove it from your heart. Ha, einim is chayiv benafsho ad sheyashav yisrei milibo. So you're not chayiv with your nefesh, with your life, until you actually sit and remove it from your heart. So it doesn't just mean stam if you forget your learning, but if you actively strive to remove the learning from your heart, if you actively work against remembering the Torah, then he is mechayiv benafsho. These are the two mishnayos that we are learning. I just have to tell you last week, one second. I need to see if I asked her to turn off the air, but now they start teaching, of course, in very warm. I'm in Florida. It's not the time, even though Woodmere was very warm today. 1 second. Okay, then I came to him, I said, oh, it's so cold in here, and I started teaching, I'm warm. Okay, so this is so interesting. Those are the two Mishnahs that we're speaking about. Last week, I went to shul, and the shul, Rabbi Kiva Lulag Beis Medrash Woodmere, always puts out their weekly shul email, like all shuls do, right? So it has the Zmanim, it has Kiddush sponsors, it has any Simchas, any notifications, Nishay news. So every week, Rabbi Willig includes in his... in the shul email, what's called the Shaila of the Week. I couldn't believe it. The Shaila of the Week, this is not a joke, okay? This is what we learned last week, Thursday evening. Shaila of the Week, Divrei Halacha by Rabbi Kiva Willig. Is one held responsible or punished for forgetting his Limud HaTorah? Is one obligated to review in order to prevent or minimize forgetting? No, I'm not joking. Okay, then look, Yisrael, Zmanim, Halacha Shaila, opposed to Rabbi Willig. Is one held responsible or punished for forgetting his Limud HaTorah? Is one obligated to review in order to prevent or minimize forgetting? So remember I told you, it's brought down the Rav Dava Feinstein biography, that someone came to him, he was learning a certain kolam, and the Rosh Kolal wanted all of the Kola Yungalite to go to the mikveh every morning. Before, and the man came to Rav Dava Feinstein, he said he heard, or he read, I don't know the source, that going to the mikveh every morning is a skula for zikaron, remembering your learning. So Rav Dava Feinstein stopped, he looked at him, he said, I know another skula for zikaron, it's called chazara, reviewing. So Rabbi Willig's shayla is always halachic. So this is a very, very good addendum to our learning, because this actually quotes many halachic sources as to how do we understand this Mishnah. Right? It's unbelievable. The question is one held responsible or punished for forgetting his Limud HaTorah? Is one obligated to review in order to prevent or minimize forgetting? So this is halachak. And the beginning of the Shaila is the Mishnah in Avos 3:8. That's what it says. Esti Klein, I know you must be shopping a lot of nachas. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Mo, Mishnah Ches, states that one who forgets his Torah learning is punishable if he diverts himself from Torah study, which then causes him to forget. This is based on the pasuk in Devarim, this is exactly how we started Shir last week, which warns us not to forget the events at Har Sinai all the days of your life. Now, here we go. Now we start with the halachic sources. The Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, codifies this Mishnah. Now, the halacha's Mishnah, the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is a book of halacha, not a book of Hashkafa, even though there's much Hashkafa in there. It's a book of Halacha. The Rambam's Mishnah Torah codifies this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos when he writes, one is obligated to learn Torah up until his death, and all the while that one is not engaged in Torah study, he will forget Torah. So this is a halacha. One must remain involved in Torah study his entire life, because automatically, if he stops being engaged in Torah study, he's going to forget. And we know the famous mashal, even Rabbi Zev Lev tells it over, that Avodas Hashem is like an escalator. You're either moving up or you're moving down. There's no such thing as stagnant. There's no such thing as plateau. So in other words, if you're not always striving to learn, what's going to happen is you're going to start to forget. You're going to start to go down. And the Rambam actually codifies this Mishnah. One is obligated to learn Torah up until death, and all the while that one is not engaged in Torah, he will forget Torah. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, and Rabbi Willa gives all the sources. The Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya presents the language of the Rambam. So this is the halacha. Person must engage in Torah study their whole life until death. Otherwise, if you don't, the natural consequence will be you'll forget Torah. Elsewhere, Chazal, Maseches Yuma and Maseches Sanhedrin, Yuma 38b and Sanhedrin 99a, speak in very strong terms regarding one who forgets his Torah. Interestingly, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Yoredeya understands that the obligation to learn all of Torah is based on this Mishnah. So I told you, Rabbi Willig's Mahalach in his teaching and his shir, my husband's a Talmud of his, Baruch Hashem, his Gemara shir, Thursday night shir, etc. It's very halachic based. So this is mamish the halachic application of this Mishnah. Interestingly, Rav Moshe Feinstein understands that the obligation to learn all of Torah is based on this Mishnah. Because one is obligated to master all of Torah, he is prohibited from forgetting any part of Torah. Rav Moshe then writes that by completing the Daf Yomi cycle, one fulfills the obligation of learning all of Torah. I'll tell you a cute story. My son called from yeshiva this afternoon. He always calls the same time a few days a week from yeshiva Selo, so I just boarded the plane, delayed. I just boarded the plane, so I said, I just boarded the plane, but we hadn't taken it off yet. At all, they were just boarding. So he said that one of the boys in the yeshiva said, "Oh, Shmuel, your mother's teaching Nach Yomi Tehillim." So I said, "Yeah." So he says, another boy overheard, another boy said, "Your mother's teaching Daf Yomi." So he said, "No." So I said, "This is how rumors start." The first boy, I don't know, I guess his mother must be learning, otherwise how would he know, following, said, "Oh, your mother's teaching Nach Yomi Tehillim." And a second boy said, "Your mother's teaching Daf Yomi." So my son said, "No." So Rav Moshe says, by learning the complete Daf Yomi cycle, one fulfills the obligation of learning all of Torah, and that is a preventative medicine from forgetting Torah. So this obviously applies not to us. This applies to the male population of Am Yisrael, but a woman, if she does not have some sort of connection to Torah, she's going to lose it. She's going to be going through the motions. I know from my life, my before life and my afterlife, and it is not possible to maintain a strong kesher if you do not have some kind of chizuk in your strengthening of your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam through Torah, through tefillah, through a short shir, through reading a book of Gedolim, something. If you don't strengthen your connection, it's going to diminish. Once it starts diminishing, you're going to forget. As long as you're constantly involved in your learning, says the Rambam till the day of death, says Rav Moshe Feinstein for men by learning the Daf Yomi, says the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you're constantly involved, it is a preventative measure. It's a medicine. It ensures that you won't forget. The Bar Tanura writes, continuing with Rabbi Willig, the Bar Tanura writes that forgetting comes from the fact that one does not properly review his learning. However, one who does review is not punishable even if he forgets. This is also very important. Sometimes I try to always keep Shiram Nu, which is a tremendous grace of the Ribbono Shel Olam and Siyata Deshmaya, Baruch Hashem. But sometimes I will repeat if I think it's an important var or it's worth repeating. And I always sort of like apologize and I'll say, "I know I told this to you before, but the Maisa, that's not really the correct approach. The correct approach is through reviewing, it strengthens, it's mechazik our Torah learning, it strengthens your kesher to that var, whatever it is, strengthens the musr you take out of that var. And furthermore, if you review, it prevents forgetting." So the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah, I'm still quoting Rabbi Willig's Divrei Halacha, the Bar Tanura writes that forgetting comes from the fact that one does not properly review his learning. However, one who does review is not punishable even if he forgets. So the fact, what did Rav David say to that man? I know another skula for Zikaron, it's called Chazara. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav adds, so long as one is not lazy, Atzlis, Rav Moshe Tversky, Zecher Tzadik Livrach Hashem Yinkom Damo, one of the Harn of Kedoshim, an unbelievable Gaon, Amen Chacham, from Torus Moshe, your eldest grandson of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Twersky says, Zrizus does not mean rushing. If you're rushing, you're probably late. So we have certain midos that we have to understand what they mean. Zrizus is an alacrity for Avodas Hashem. It doesn't mean rushing Avodas Hashem, it means a desire, an alacrity. Abba woke up early. It's the opposite of laziness, atzlus. To have a zrizus means you jump out of the bed in the morning to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. It means Avram woke up early in the morning to go to that keder. Achman and Tzami, I should never be tested with such a nisaya. But the opposite of lazy is a zrizus to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be mizdareis. Not rushing, says Rav Moshe Twersky. If you're rushing, you're probably late. But a zrizus. So the opposite of zrizus is a laziness, an atzlus. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav adds, so long as one is not lazy and desires to review, the prohibition does not apply. Interestingly, even if he is unable to review due to his busy schedule. Very interesting. So a person has to be careful with that, because that gives the Yitzhar a big inroad. Big. Listen again. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav adds, so long as one is not lazy and desires to review, the prohibition does not apply, even if he's unable to review due to his busy schedule. So you have to be a true gadol to really be intellectually honest and religiously honest and say, I really don't have time, I'm too busy. Because a person on a lower level could easily use it as an excuse to say, I'm so busy, I don't have time for Torah. And really, you're just using it as an excuse. So you have to be very careful with that. Rabbeinu Yonah explains this Mishnah that there is no inherent prohibition to forget Torah. Rather, forgetting the laws contained in Torah will cause one to act contrary to the proper halacha. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the fear is not that you'll forget the Dvar Torah, or the Ma'amar Chazal, or what was said in which Rashi, in which Perek, in which Pasuk, in which Sefer, or which Tosfos, on which Gemara, in which Masechta. Rather, forgetting means that you will forget the laws contained in Torah, which will cause a person to act contrary to halacha. And that, of course, becomes very dangerous, because when we start acting contrary to halacha, we're not acting in the way that the Torah demands. The Tiferes Yisrael understands the Mishnah differently. He writes, the fact that one is not determined to remember demonstrates the Torah is not of great value to him, and therefore he's deserving of punishment. Again, the Tiferes Yisrael understands the Mishnah differently. Listen, he writes, the fact that one is not determined to remember demonstrates the Torah is not of great value, and hence he's deserving of punishment. So we remember what we're determined to remember. It's just like time. We make time for what's important to you. Everyone is busy, okay? Everyone is busy. Everyone has a schedule, I think, most people. But you do make time for what's important to you. If we make time, it's because it's priority to us. So what the Tiferes Yisrael is saying is that if one is not determined to remember, it means that the Torah is not of great value, and hence he's deserving of punishment. If you have a very important appointment coming up, you're going to remember. If you have a very important phone number before everything was stored in your phone, you're going to remember. They said about Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, it's coming up to his first Yahrzeit. This is Shabbos Mevarchem Adar. Yahrzeit is Shushan Purim, first Yahrzeit. That he only remembered what he had to remember. And he remembered Kol Torah Kulo. But he didn't remember phone numbers. So one of his grandsons, I think it was, they call him Rabianki, was one of his Mashamshin, said, do you think that the Zeta Rav Chaim couldn't remember a phone number? He remembered the whole Torah. It wasn't important to him because he didn't need to know it, so he didn't remember a phone number. He didn't know any of the names of the streets in Bnei Brak. Why? Very famous. Because he didn't need to know. So he chose what to focus on and what to remember. And that's how it has to be with Torah. The Pharisee Yisrael writes that if one is not determined to remember, it demonstrates Torah is not of great value, and hence he's deserving of punishment. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav notes that while the language of Chazal refers to learning and forgetting, kol shocheach davar echad mimishnaso, the punishment is much greater for one who doesn't learn at all. Even though the Mishnah speaks about learning, mimishnaso, and forgetting, shocheach, nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the punishment is much greater for one who doesn't learn at all. After all, not learning Torah is a far more egregious sin. Not learning at all, that's from Divrei Yatziv, Yoredeya. Not finished. It's amazing. You don't think it's amazing? This was the Shai of the week last week? I mean, the Mishnah that we learned last week? While this halacha appears in the Mishnah and Gemara, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who's known as the father of the modern day yeshivas, he died in the early 1800s, Rav Chaim Volozhiner argues that this no longer applies. So if you were panicking that we're going to be chayv benafsho because we forgot something from our learning, and probably forgot way more than one more thing from our learning, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, so we're going back over 200 years ago, argues that this halacha no longer applies. In Sefer Keser Rosh, Rav Chaim Volozhiner wrote, because we no longer learn by heart, the prohibition does not apply. So this is very practical as the printing press came along. And as Torah Shabbat Pat, what does Torah Shabbat Pat mean? In the beginning, it wasn't written down at all. It was transmitted from father to son and from Rabbi to Talmud. It was literally Torah Shabbat al Peh. Torah transferred through the mouth. There was no, you couldn't go look it up on the shelf. It wasn't on the shelf. So in that case, you could understand what Chazal are referring to. If everyone's going to forget the learning, what will happen to Torah? What would happen to Torah if it was all about Peh and people forgot their learning? There would be no more transmission of Torah. Puts the Mishnah in a whole different light. And this is the argument of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. The Mishnah is referring to, he says, in a time before everything was written down, when Torah Shabbat Al Peh was literally Torah Shabbat Al Peh. And if people would forget their learning, there would be no more Mesorah, because when that generation died, there would be no more transmission of Torah. It would all be forgotten. So therefore, Rav Chaim Volozhiner argues that this no longer applies. And that's over 200 years ago. In Sefer Keser Rosh, and imagine the plethora of printing that we have today, and the number of Sfarim we have today, Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, did not have many Sfarim. Today we have so many Sfarim on all topics. We have Musar, we have introspection, we have everything. Rav Shteinman, who lived his life in Ben Olam Haba, while he was in Olam Hazeh, said he did not have many extra Sfarim, because he was afraid when he got to Shabbayim and the Beis Din Shammah, they're going to ask him, if you had so many Sfarim, why didn't you learn through all of them? So therefore, he didn't have so many, because he didn't want to have to give b'cheshbon. Din b'cheshbon, if you had so many, why did you learn through them? A little bit scary, because one of the things that I enjoy very much is Sfarim. I try to learn something from each of them. Some of them I've learned through entirely, many of them not. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, because we no longer learn by heart, the prohibition does not apply. Today, all Torah may be written down. There is no prohibition to forget. Because what happens if you forget what Rashi says? You go to the bookshelf and you open up the Chumash and you see what Rashi has. And what if you're someone who's learning Daf Yomi and you forget what the Gemara says? So you're going to go back to that Amud where you were, or Daf where you were, you're going to open it up and you're going to see what it says. Nonetheless, Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Talmud Torah writes explicitly that even though all of Torah is written down and accessible, nevertheless, according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the prohibition still is in place. So thank you very much to the Ribbono Shel Olam for orchestrating that Rabbi Akiva Wilk's Divrei Halacha, Shaila of the Week, Parshas Yisro, was the very Mishnah that we learned, and so many halachic sources and applications of this Mishnah. Again, I really do think that this is referring to men. Well, the mitzvah in and out of itself of Talmud Torah. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Amar Alf says that one question will be asked in the Olam HaEmes is Kavata Itim with Torah. Did you establish set times for Torah learning? This, I believe, is a question for the male population, the Zacharim. But it is undoubtedly true that especially in today's day and age, everyone, adults, men, women, children, boys, girls. Tomorrow morning I'm speaking in two different high schools down here, before my Shabbos Shurim even. Not Shabbos, I'm speaking at the mother-daughter learning, but Ezra Sashem. So today, everyone has an obligation to have some sort of connection. Because the reality is, in the world in which we live, even though everything is written down, everything of schmutz is also written down. Everything of distraction is also written down. And we have to make sure we set aside some kavias, even if you're not a male, some sort of kavias in our lives, whatever everybody could fit in, to make sure that we remain connected. And we do have to be careful with the caveat of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who says that so long as one is not lazy, you have zrizus and not atzlus, if you desire to review, and the prohibition of chayiv b'nafsho does not apply, even if he's unable to review due to his busy schedule. I think that today, that could give us an opening to an excuse that I'm too busy. And it's true that people make time for what is important to them. So that was on Shabbos. I really couldn't believe it, and I thought it's a beautiful halachic exploration, actually, of the Mishnayos that we are talking about. Interestingly, at the Shabbos table, my son said a beautiful Dvar Torah that also relates to what we are learning and the impact that Torah has in our lives and the necessity to involve ourselves in a life of Torah, because what does Torah give? So my son said they were learning in class with Rabbi Alpert, my son and Hank. They were learning something with Rabbi Alpert about Bris Mila. I think it's a practical halacha class it's called, so they're learning about Bris Mila. And what is said at the bris, the bracha we bestow upon the baby, is k'shem she'nichnas l'bris, k'ein yukadis the Torah, u'lechupa, u'lemaisim tovim. K'shem she'nichnas l'bris, just like this child has been entered into the covenant of Abraham, who was enacted between God and Avram in Parak Yud Zayin, a bereshis, u'salei chofanei ve'hei tamim. Excuse me. So, k'shem she'nichnas l'bris, k'ein yukadis, his first mitzvah that he was brought into is bris mila, so Rabbi Alpert asked the boys, why is it in that order? Torah, chuppah, ma'isim tovim. Shouldn't ma'isim tovim come first? Everyone needs a foundation of ma'isim tovim. After ma'isim tovim, you immerse yourself as you start to grow older in a life of Torah. And then chuppah. Why is it Torah, chuppah, ma'isim tovim comes last? Certainly on that list, ma'isim tovim has to come before chuppah. Otherwise, you're not marriage material. So my son suggested a very beautiful answer. And he said he told it to Rabbi Alper, and the rabbi told him it was very beautiful. And we at the Shabbos table were masking that it's really very, very beautiful. And it relates so much to our learning as well. So my son suggested, Yitzchak Yonatan, as follows. K'shem she'nichnas l'bris k'ein yukadis l'Torah u'lechupa l'maisim tovim. My son said, when someone's learning Torah, automatically they're going to have ma'isim tovim. It's going to automatically come from learning Torah properly. It's going to change you. It has to change you. So you're automatically going to be involved in ma'isim tovim. So when we give a bracha to the baby, k'shem she'nichnas l'bris k'ein yukadis l'Torah, implied, implicit in that, encapsulated, ensconced is that is ma'isim tovim. Because when a person learns Torah, they're going to have ma'isim tovim. But then what happens? K'shem she'nichnas l'bris k'ein yukadis l'Torah u'lechupa. Then they get older, and they get married. And before they get married, they have a lot of time for Torah learning, especially in today's society in which we live. The boys, Baruch Hashem, go to Masifta, and then they go to Beis Medrash. 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, they're immersed all the time in Torah. Then they come to chuppa, and they have less time for Torah. My daughter told me something very cute. Her chassan, Baruch Hashem, was listening to a shir on Shalom Bayis. And the Rebbe said that after, I don't know who was the Maggid shir, but that after the marriage, you have to know Shalom Bayis doesn't mean goodbye to the house because you have to run out to yeshiva. If your wife needs help, if there's something going on with the kids, if it's a difficult situation, Shalom Bayis does not mean Shalom Bay to the house. It means staying home and immersing yourself and helping in the home. So my son said that after chuppah, the person has less time to learn because there are so many other obligations. So now you need ma'isim tovim. Now you need to work on ma'isim tovim, because once you're learning less Torah, you're busy with obligations of the house and the children and supporting a family and paying the bills and whatever this is as it needs to be done. There's a diminishment in Torah learning because of the Baruch Hashem situation he finds himself in. Therefore, after chuppah, you need a strengthening of ma'isim tovim. You need more si'ata d'shmai, you need more work to be with ma'isim tovim. So k'shem she'nichnas l'bris k'ein yukadis l'Torah doesn't mean there's no ma'isim tovim at that stage. It means it's automatic that if you're learning Torah, of course you're going to be involved in also ma'isim tovim, because you understand that's what the Torah wants of you. But it also wants ma'isim tovim. But then when you come to chuppah, Baruch Hashem, the next stage in your life, you have less time to learn. And when you have less time to learn, now you need more siyata d'shmaya, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should help you to inculcate into your life more ma'isim tovim. And I thought we thought at the Shabbos table was very, very beautiful. And my son said that his Rabbi, Rabbi Alpert, also thought it was such a beautiful answer. And it ties into something that I once heard Rabbi Zavlev say, which I've told you before, but here we come back to, I have another school for Zikar, it's called Chazara. I've told this to you before, that Rabbi Zavlev says, if a person is learning Torah but he isn't changed by it, then it's not Torah. It's knowledge. It's Bible study. It's Bible analysis. It's literature. It's history. It's Bible critique, but it's not Torah. Because it's impossible, and so when my son said that to our Torah Shabbos table, I followed up with this, because it ties in exactly to what he was saying. He's proposing that Torah, when we say the baby should grow up to Torah, it automatically implies you're also going to have Ma'isim Tovim. Because it's impossible, Rabbi Zavalev says, to be involved in Torah and not be changed. If you're not changed from your limudim, if you go to a shir and it doesn't impact you in some way, and you know, the shir is coming up to Mika Am Chayisrael. Do you know we're coming up to 3 years this spring? It's going to be 3 years since the shir started. So I hope it brings nachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because it's just Mika Am Chayisrael. So if you make dedication and you take time and it doesn't change you in some way, your midos, your maisim tovim, your tefillah, your dveikas b'Hashem, if it doesn't change you in some way, so Rabbi Zavala says it's not Torah. It's something else, but it's not Torah. It's knowledge. That's not Torah. So therefore, Gashem Shenichas Rabbis Kenan Kanis LeTorah, implied in that is Ma'isim Tovim. Ula Chuppah, when you come to the Chuppah, which is the next responsibility of life, Lo Tov Heos Adam Levado, Pru Avum Milos Arz V'Kiv Shua, excuse me, but then you need extra Siyata Dishmaya to have time, I mean those Tovos, to be involved in Ma'isim Tovim, that the demands of the home should not diminish. I wrote it in my weekly Dvar Torah post this week. I got some very nice feedback, so some of you already read this, but I'm going to tell it over because it relates so beautifully to our shir of Torah leads to Ma'isim Tovim. You're like, I'm staying in total stranger's house. When the lift pulled up to the house from the airport, I flew into West Palm Beach. She's like, is this house? It's dark, right? It was an airline schedule, so I arrived here 7:05 instead of 8:05. No. I arrived here 8:05 instead of 7:05. If it would have been on time, you would have had no problem with the 8:00 start time. Baruch Hashem, I didn't have to cancel. So he says, is this the house? So I said, I don't know. He says, you don't know? I said, I've never been here before. Not going to a hotel. Going to someone's house. Total strangers. She had dinner for me before. Torah automatically changes you. We're a nation of Rechman and Baishaman and Gomlei Chasadim because we're immersed in Torah. My husband this week on Monday evening, I was driving home from the city. It was around 10 o'clock at night. And I was preparing salads for the next day. I wasn't by my phone. And he called me. And he said, check your texts. So I went to check my texts. And he blew a tire on the highway. And he, Baruch Hashem, managed to pull it off the highway. And he was in some place, I don't know, I think Jamaica. He said, not the country. On the side of the road. It's late, it's dark. One of my kids said, Abba, should we come get you? But is that going to help? The car is there. He couldn't call Iceland. They can't change the tire. So he said he put in a call to insurance. And insurance sent back a text. Someone will be there. Insurance says roadside assistance. Someone will be there between 60 to 75 minutes. It's 10 o'clock at night. Just after. 60 to 75 minutes. Standing alone, all there by yourself in the dark. Not a from Jewish neighborhood. Not such a good idea. So I said, call Shomrim. I made a mistake. So he said, Shomrim. I said, you know, the road says this. So my husband said, right away. He thought for me. He said, it's not Shomrim, it's Chaverim. So I said, right, call Chaverim. That's what I meant. So he said, oh, it says my internet connection is unstable. Am I okay? Hello? Yeah? Okay. So he said, I'm far away. He wasn't sure if they had. He's not near Farakway. So I said, no, I think they have a Queens division. Check if they have a Queens division. So he called them. And he posted, right after he called them, he said on our immediate family chat, I called the insurance company and Chaverim. Let's see who gets here first. And then 5 minutes later, he Rabbi Chaverim called, or 2 minutes later, Rabbi Chaverim called. They could be here in 5 minutes. And 10 minutes later, Afram Yid showed up. Mayor from Queens, I forget what number, 137, I have to take care of the donation. Mayor from Queens showed up at 10:31 p.m. He left his house. Whatever he was, I don't know, in the middle of doing at that late hour. To go help a Yid who he doesn't know, who he never met, who's stranded on the side of the road. My husband offered to pay him. He said no. If you want, he said you can make a donation to Chaverim. He said, interestingly, in the early days, he would have taken money because in the early days, they had to buy their own equipment. So if he would have taken money, only to buy more equipment. So Chaverim supplies him with everything they need. So he told us we should make a donation to Chaverim, which I will do, but I haven't had time yet. But it's in my email inbox. I definitely will. And my husband asked if he could take a selfie with him. One of the kids specifically said, I love Jews. I want to see, please. So he said no, he didn't want. So my husband said, you know, it's just for my kids. And so he agreed. And then he had to leave as soon as he finished because he had to go. There was another call and someone else had a flat tire. It's so not normal. We're so used to it. Go tell someone from the Umas Olam that you're flying from Woodmere to Boca, and where are you staying? In a complete stranger's house. They never met you. They don't know you. There's no background check. You don't have to submit your ID, and they're going to take you into their home. Go tell that someone. Would you do that from Umas Olam? I wonder if there's anyone here who literally has not cried this week over the matzah in Eretz Yisrael. Ask Motzei Shabbos. When they released the pictures of the Paley brothers, 6 and 8 years old, the Shemin Kamdamam, I showed it to one of my 17 years old. He was mamish crying. He was crying. Who didn't cry this week? You don't even know them. No, you're literally crying for someone and davening for someone you don't even know. You never met them. What kind of nation are we? Mi ka'am chayisha goy achar ba'aretz. Where does it come from? It all comes from Torah. The Torah. It doesn't mean you don't have Maisim Tovim and Gemilas Chesed and Tikkun and Midos. Torah encompasses all that. So you don't need a state that you give the baby a bracha that he should also have Midos Tovim and also have Maisim Tovim when it comes to Torah. Because, says Rabbi Zablav, if you learn Torah and you're not changed, it's not Torah. It's impossible that it doesn't change you. Kain Yukonis the Torah. Ulachopa. Now when you move on to the next stage in life and you become busy with other distractions, Baruch Hashem Garant, now you need extra siyata d'shmai that the Ribbono Shel Olam should help you to be mechazek yourself in Torah. Not to say I don't have time, not to say I'm making excuses. No, Shalom Bayis does not mean wave goodbye to the house. But on the other hand, you still have to have a connection to Torah, whether you are the male or you are the female, the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, the adult, the child. Because it's our whole life. Kim chayinu v'archameinu. And only through Torah do you leave your house at 10:30 at night to help another yid stranded on the side of the road. Only because of Torah do you take in a total stranger into your home who you don't even know. You never met them. There's no background check. No problem. It's bizarre objectively. Just think about that objectively in the world in which we live. Who does that? Ayikach HaSefer HaBris, this week's parsha. Ayikach HaSefer HaBris. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Book of the Covenant. Vayikra Ba'aznei Ha'am. He read it in the ears of the people. And they said, all that God has said, we will do, and we will listen. And through dedicating ourselves, committing ourselves to ensuring the chazara, the cheshach, the zrizos, the ratzon, we will not be mischai b'nafsho, because we will constantly be involved in a life of Torah, which will affect all other aspects of our lives. Like my son, so then the kids on the immediate family chat, one said, Mikhaim Cheshaw, it's truly unbelievable. And the last child wrote, go find me another religion that would do this. Wow, BH, get him safe, Abba. It's only through immersing ourselves in Torah and ensuring we have a cheshak, the desire, an excitement, a passion, make the time. Of course, we're all busy. After the chuppah, you need an extra dose of siyata d'shmai for ma'isim tova. But what does ma'isim tova mean? You're involved in a life of Torah. And then, yishamer lecha yishmar nafshecha ma'od, pen tishkach es hadvar mesher ru'u enecha, v'pen yasur mevavacha, kol yemecha yacha, v'hodatim levanecha, v'levenei vanecha, yom asher amadata lefnei Hashem elokecha b'choriv. I thank our two sponsors very, very much, Rivka Krischer, in honor of her grandson's upcoming bar mitzvah. Big mazel tov to Avram Yehuda ben Shoshana Malka. He should grow to Torah chuppah ma'isim tovim. For her granddaughter's bas mitzvah, Brindle Rachel bas Chaya Hadassa, she too should grow to Torah chuppah ma'isim tovim. And Lezecher Nishmas, her father, Aaron Menachem ben Frieda Malka, Zichrono Levracha, the Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah. And I also thank Helen Wolf, who had sent his rizos And I posted on the chat that our shir runs on sponsors. The Zechanishmas, her father, Avram Yonah ben Ruvein Akon, Zechon Alevracha, on the occasion of her mother-in-law's first yurtzeit, Malka Perel bat Eliezer, Zechon Alevracha, may on the Shamas have Elias. I wish you a gewaldig Shabbos. We should be uplifted. Ashreinu, ma'tov chalkeinu, u'manaim garling. I thank the Rebbe Shalom that the flight was only 1 hour late and we were still able to have shir. Thank you so much, everybody. Besuras tovas, and have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov.